It's interesting. And of course, we're talking about ER positive, DCIS. What about the issue of aromatase inhibitors? There have been trials that we're waiting on results from that compared AIs to tamoxifen in postmenopausal women. Are there any situations where you would consider that for DCIS outside of a study?
I think that if there's an absolute contraindication to tamoxifen, someone could consider an aromatase inhibitor. Obviously, the adjuvant study suggests that aromatase inhibitors are more effective than tamoxifen for reducing at least a contralateral breast cancer. I'm always impressed by the reduction in the risk of contralateral events in almost all of the adjuvant studies that have compared AIs to tamoxifen. Even the IES study shows that after sequencing from tamoxifen to exemestane, you have a reduction in contralateral events. And many of those events really, in part, drive the actual benefit of the AI in that there's a reduction with contralateral events almost as much sometimes as some of the other endpoints. So, yeah, I have to look specifically at each trial and look at the numbers. But I think AIs are very effective. They're being looked at for chemo prevention. They're being looked at in DCIS. And, you know, since there is no data yet for an AI in DCIS, I do discuss tamoxifen. I also will mention raloxifene, but I always talk about the AIs because many of these women have heard about them, have read about them, and are even sometimes coming to ask whether they can substitute an AI for tamoxifen.
You know, I'd always thought that like some of the hesitation that patients have, particularly well-informed patients about tamoxifen, might be kind of blown out of proportion. I don't know, it's something about endometrial cancer that's really scary for patients. If the AIs turn out to kind of have the story we think they're going to have compared to tamoxifen in postmenopausal patients with DCIS, with the, you know, expected risks and comparative risk and benefits, how do you think that's going to sit with women with DCIS?
Well, I think it may be better accepted, although a proportion of women get arthralgias that really are intolerable. And then I think many women get arthralgias that they can tolerate, but do impact the quality of their life. They're just achier, you know, harder to get going in the morning. So I think that for a prevention drug or for a drug for DCIS, will be interesting to see continued use of an AI in that setting. I think some of the side effects that women with invasive cancer accept because they're concerned about a distant recurrence and an improvement of disease-free survival, those risks aren't really there for women with DCIS. So it would be interesting to see if those women stick with the AIs.